I stole Nick Cave's honey off his restaurant table at the Four Seasons once because I'm like, I'm taking that. You know,
I have a Joni Mitchell cigarette butt
do
in
you
my
really
collection.
See?
Yes, I do.
I am not crazy, right?
It's bad.
Singer-songwriter Rachel Yamagata is unabashed in her obsession with music and musicians. And with three terrific albums she's put out so far, I'd have to say, we know the feeling. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Rachel Yamagata grew up listening to the classic singer-songwriters like Carole King and Roberta Flack, and as soon as she had a year of piano lessons under her belt, she knew she had a date with destiny. After singing with the Chicago band Bumpus for a few years in her early 20s, Yamagata went solo. She put out her gorgeous debut album Happenstance in 2004, and we've been hooked on her sultry vocals, crafty songwriting, and ability to rock out, too, ever since. After her ambitious two-part release in 2008, Elephants, Teeth Sinking into Heart, Yamagata is now back with an excellent third album called Chesapeake, produced by John Alasia. So to celebrate, we headed to Electric Lady Studios, where an audience of FUV Marquee members got to enjoy a live performance by Rachel Yamagata and her band. And in between sets, she chatted with me on stage about putting together the new album.
I think within the last year and a half, something like that, I wrote about 120 songs about. I tend to write a lot for records, and they've just been churning around, and we didn't overthink it in the studio. We just kind of went in and had a general idea of songs that we definitely at least wanted to attempt, and if they weren't hitting it with all of the musicians immediately, we moved on. And as soon as we plugged into something that was working, everybody knew it right away. So just a kind of a collection of things that, if I have a little instinct about it and I feel it when I'm writing it, I know I should follow it.
I found that record you've been looking for yesterday. One I've been searching for forever. I play that record all night. You were right. The last song said it all. Even though it skipped a bit, it sounded better. I never
surrounding me, like Kevin Salem, John Alasia, who in Radio Land you can't see, but they're here with us now, who are core classic influences and writers, and also Mike Viola, who's not here, but we co-wrote a bunch of songs together, and we all sort of have this love for classic songwriting, and things like the Beach Boys and the Carpenters were big, you know, play the dinner after the, or play the music after a hard day's work, and in between, you know, the dinner break, we'd be blasting those records and making dinner in between tracking, and their melodic sense just meshes so well, I think, with what I'm drawn to, and so it was very collaborative, but we did have a sense that we were getting in there, you know, and we were super, super happy that we were perhaps touching on that world because we're big fans of it.
Saturday morning, and we got all day. Baby, I've been missing you in the strongest way.
Rachel Yamagata in a live performance of Saturday Morning, and before that, Deal Breaker. Both songs are on her new album, Chesapeake. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.